Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TanTalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
This is Santa. Oh, yes, I'm all the way down in Florida for Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, a whole bunch of boys and girls. We're going to talk about Christmas. We're going to ask some questions. We're going to listen to some answers. I might even read a story or two. So, oops, there goes the glasses. That's okay. They're just glasses. So, here we go. Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
And Lisa V.
And Lisa V.
Yes. Good evening.
Wearing Santa's magical jacket.
I am, because I didn't have anything red. Santa said, well, we have to fix that. And now I get to wear this jacket. I feel pretty special right now.
Why, thank you. It's a very special jacket. It keeps me warm.
It does.
In Florida, especially. That's my lightweight one. I got one that's about 10 times the size and heavy. So when I get in the sleigh.
Wow, that's amazing. So we have some children here, Santa, that are so excited to ask you questions. And we even have a USA Lifetime reporter. Madeline is here all the way from Wesley Chapel. And she came over with Ellen, her mom. And so she wants to say hello and ask you the first question, right? Are you ready? Mm-hmm. All right.
Hi, Santa.
Well, hello. How are you? We've talked outside just a little bit. See, I already know Mrs. Claus told me that you were on the nice list.
How do you know who's on the naughty and nice list?
Well, let's see. There's Elf on the Shelf is a big help. But another thing is, Santa is always watching and I'm listening. You know, we have two fairies that run around, and there's all sorts of other characters that run around that let Santa know. And it's just like there are three young boys here this evening that Santa has discovered, or actually they discovered that Santa knew, they didn't make their beds this morning.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
But they're still on the nice list. They're doing good this year.
Well, that's amazing. So I know she has a Lifetime reporter, and she's interviewed so many celebrities, and she's been on the red carpet. She's been doing so much fun stuff. And so any other questions for Santa?
How do you maintain all of the shelves on the elves? Or the elves on the shelves?
Yeah.
I don't have to maintain them. They sit there and watch all the good boys and girls. And I know, trust Santa. I know they're a little bit mischievous, but they come back and talk to me every night. And so I don't have to maintain them, because guess what? North Pole, elves, you know, it's pretty common. So I got older elves that mentor them and talk to them, and they help write the list out for Santa.
I also have one more question.
One more? Is that all?
Mm-hmm. Whew. Have you ever mixed up somebody's wish list?
Ooh, a good one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, not really. I get them close, and then sometimes I make an extra trip back just to double check. But I see their wish list all the time, and I know that they are nice, and I loved reading their stories. Not just what they want for Christmas, but what they've been up to and how they're doing in school and mom and dad, and seeing what mom and dads have been up to.
Well, thank you for answering my question.
You're most welcome, and you are doing wonderful this year.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Santa, all the way from the North Pole, how do you like Clearwater Beach?
I was just down at the beach here a little while ago. I had my toes in the sand. There's some other parts to that song, but Santa won't go down that road because I'm in Christmas songs.
Ah. So we also have Emmett here and Christopher.
That's right.
And I think Christopher to your right. Christopher, what's your question to Santa Claus?
Well,
Christopher, a well is a deep subject. Okay, so be careful.
There you go.
Deep subject. What's your question? You're live on the air, 106 yes. by 1 FM.
Like, miss...
Christopher, how old are you?
Yes.
8 years old.
Eight.
Okay, everybody's listening to you. They're
yes.
driving.
Yes.
And they want to hear what you're going to say. What's
yes.
your question to
Come
Santa?
On, Christopher, you got this.
You got this.
Misguided your reindeer?
Misguided my reindeer.
Did you ever drive the sleigh somewhere you weren't supposed to, right?
Basically.
Well,
basically, there you go.
Technically, yeah, I do drive the sleigh where I'm not supposed to go to, but there's children that have dreams and desires, and they have those special wishes. And sometimes with those very special wishes, Santa has to go there. Because it's special for them to bring a little bit of magic and a little bit of joy into those boys and girls' lives.
I think, Bobby, we're going to play the instrumental while Santa's talking in the background. So we're going to have just a little bit of Christmas music in the background.
Right.
So how does it feel, Lisa, to have Santa's coat on?
I'm not kidding. Like, I'm really warm and in the Christmas spirit, and it's pretty
warm
cool.
And cozy.
Exactly. Yes.
So also we over actually have...
yes.
We have Emmett.
Emmett.
And Emmett is... How old are you, Emmett? Come on over here with the microphone.
There you go, sweetie.
And what's your question to Santa Claus? Tell everybody how old you are.
7.
All right.
And what would you like to ask Santa?
What would you like for Santa to tell you?
How do you know if people are yet?
Talk a little bit louder. People yes. are listening all over the world.
Yes.
Even yep. Santa's elves.
Santa's elves and helpers.
It's okay.
So, yes. I know how people, what?
106.1 The Heat.
Never mind.
Oh, you know, this happens.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Santa.
This happens all the time with Santa because mm-hmm. boys and girls come sit on Santa's knee, and I ask them what they would like for Christmas, and they go, The one thing Santa doesn't have at the North Pole is I'm still trying to figure that one out. They just draw this great big blank, and it's But I know they usually want some nice toys, some books, some Hot Wheels, some Play-Doh, some micro machines, some Hot Wheels, some Barbie dolls, all sorts of presents. Bicycles, sleighs sometimes.
So we also have Wyatt here, and Wyatt actually has some questions. I think he wants to ask you some things, and as well as he wants to tell you what he wants for Christmas, right, Wyatt? So tell Santa what you want. Tell everybody how old you are.
I am 9 years old.
You are? Of course you are.
And what would you like Santa to bring you, Wyatt?
I would like him to bring me a laptop.
A what?
A laptop.
A laptop.
That's a good one.
That's a really
good
one.
That is a good one.
Wow.
Yes.
Going to have to be careful with that one.
And what else would you like to tell Santa? Ask a question.
How do you fit down all the chimneys?
Good
By
question.
Magic, of course. I put my finger beside my nose, and down the chimney I go.
Oh, hey.
But guess what that also means? There is an issue with Florida. I have a big, big issue in Florida.
Yeah, usually Florida does have all the issues, but anyway.
No, the big issue yeah. the big issue is Florida doesn't have a lot of chimneys.
That's right.
So.
You have a...
I have...
Look at this.
A magic key.
Yes.
To the front door.
May I show because
you
we're
may
yes.
Show.
Look at this. Look at wow. This is pretty cool. The magic key that opens all and the doors all over the world, right, Santa?
All over the world.
Feel that.
The thing about the magic key is, I touch the door, the jewels turn red, and they turn green. It tells me the door is unlocked.
Oh, wow.
But if it turns back to red, it's that darn ADT security system.
Oh, yeah.
And so Santa has to, Santa dropped his book. Santa turns the globe just a little bit.
Wow.
And the jewels will turn from red to green, and it turns off that security system. Last thing Santa wants to hear is that ADT alarm going off.
That just
gets Santa's whiskers in.
That's all right. I'll teach you a trick, Santa. I'm from Miami. I'll teach you a trick.
That's when he goes in the radio station.
There you go.
So, Santa, I know Madeline has a question. She wants to maybe tell Santa what you want for Christmas. Do you have a list?
Yeah.
You're live. What? Oh, 6.1 of them.
Gift cards.
Oh,
money.
Money, what else?
I hate to tell you this, but Santa Claus, I only get milk and cookies, and if I only get milk and cookies, Santa doesn't have money. Uh-huh. It's about bringing magic.
I want a new phone.
New phone, you got to talk to mom and dad
about
that.
The iPhone 11?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. But see, that's
you and me both.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't even.
Is that
it, Madeline?
Yeah, I only want like three things for Christmas this year. Well,
they're all big.
Put your mom on. So, Ellen, what do you want for Christmas?
Me?
Yes.
I'd like a vacation, Santa Claus.
Oh, you and
can
me
you hook
too.
Me up with a vacation one really badly
well,
needed?
Well, you know, I got Miss Dawn Reese right here, and I hear she's an expert
yes,
on vacations.
Yes, I know. I think she needs
she
to.
Is.
She is.
I am.
I set you up, Dawn.
And so.
You did.
That means Dawn is busted.
Well, you know, my sorry. Wisconsin, you know.
Priceless. The dream team right here, folks.
Yes. So I'm with Expedia Cruise Ship Centers of South Tampa. We're opening another office in Carrollwood after the holidays. And you go to actually send me a text at 727-871-7788 and sign up for a Seven Seas Club because somebody gets a trip. I met the people that won the trip last time. They walked in and they got a Disney cruise. Really big
really?
One.
Really?
Yes. So I'm going to put Ellen on my Seven Seas Club. I know. Actually, you know what? On the 4th.
We have.
Oh, yes,
there it
I'm
goes.
So excited.
Oh, I'm going to have to.
We're in trouble now.
On December 4th, you can come over to Expedia Cruise Ship because Disney people are going to be there. So make sure you get an invite and you can ask them some questions. That would be great.
Yes. Dawn, did you know that the only cruise that Santa goes on is when he's cruising in his sleigh?
Maybe we can do a Hollywood Connection Santa cruise. Christmas in July. There you go.
Ooh. Oh, I do those too. I love Christmas in July.
There you go.
Because then you get to see me in my Santa swimwear.
Oh, hey! And Mrs. Claus in her swimwear.
And
there
Mrs.
you go.
Mrs. Claus in her swimwear.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So I know Wyatt has two more questions. What's your question, Wyatt? He's 9 years old.
How do you go around the world so fast?
You get hit in the head with a sign?
A sign?
Yeah, there we go.
Hey,
actually, we can't make this up. If you guys, know, those of you watching, you see why I go live like this, because you hear everything behind the scenes. Not
we
today, Satan. I'm dying laughing because you can't make this up.
It's a sign
yeah. Like technical difficulties.
Difficulties.
Yes, I'm going to get Velcro and we're going to make this work next week. I'm dying laughing because we are literally sardines. Sardines in this room, and now the sign falls.
This all reminds me of my elves because they're always mischievous, and this could be part of the mischievousness.
I think they might have done something to the sign, Santa. Just because.
The elves on the shelf are loose. Thanksgiving is gone.
And look, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 The Heat.
Wait, we have little Emmett over there, and Emmett's 7 years old. And
Emmett.
Question. Now they're all getting the questions ready to rock and roll here.
Yes.
And then we're going to come up with something with Elliot.
Yes.
And at this from the stables with Sue in a moment. And we're trying
okay,
to get
it's
our
this chair.
Down.
It's that chair. Maybe why is
it Dawn Reese Comedy Hour? Show, yes.
It's the Lisa and Dawn Reese Comedy Hour.
So, Emmett, what's your question to Santa?
Emmett.
How do you fit all your presents in one small bag?
Oh, good question.
Good question.
Sounds like a Hollywood reporter.
Because number one,
yes, it does.
Santa and Christmas Eve, it's all about the magic. And the elves keep putting presents in and more in and more in. It's never ending. It, you know, Santa's toy bag is a lot like a black hole. A lot of things go in, but you know, a black hole, nothing comes out. But Santa's, they always come out when I come down the chimney to put presents under the tree.
Wow.
There you go.
So cool. So what do you want for Christmas, Emmett? What would you like to tell Santa while you're here? Live on the air at Tantalk
yes.
Radio Network.
What do you want him to bring you?
Emmett, what do you want to see under the tree or in your stocking?
What do you want?
Nintendo Switch.
What did he say? A what?
Nintendo Switch.
Oh, I'm so far back. I'm thinking Nintendo Game Boy. So, hey, holler my 80s people. These children weren't even thought of yet, but it's too funny. I'm behind iPhone 11. I'm laughing because I'm four behind. Easily and exactly. All this. I'm laughing. I have an iPhone 7 and I really love it. It's the breast cancer, the red version. Right. I got it when it first came out from Best Buy. Yeah. But I'm laughing. iPhone 11 and these kids are asking for them and I work for a living and Santa, I need an iPhone 11.
I bought you a present today.
Yes, you did. She did. She brought me my light with my stand. I'm so excited.
We will work on that phone present thing.
Okay, you got it.
Very special.
Well, we're going to give Santa a quick break. We're going to go to Gene Anderson, King of the Hollywood Blues. He was with the Funkadelics. He wrote a children's Christmas song. He'll be on the air next week with his book and some Christmas music and hopefully maybe Donnie Most from Happy Days. We have his music. We're getting in touch with him. We'll be right back because we have some call-in, Santa.
Oh, boy.
And if you want to call in, call 727-441-3000 and talk to Santa live on the air. We'll
Hollywood Connections.
Soon in about 5 minutes.
Yes. 106.1 The Heat. I'm not kidding.
We know you have got to deliver all those toys. We're gonna help you wrap Christmas presents for all good girls and boys.
We wanna help you piece and put together all those Christmas toys.
Hey, Santa Claus, can I have you for Christmas?
Hey, Santa Claus, can I have you for Christmas?
we're back. 106.1 The Heat, Hollywood Connections.
Christmas special with Santa all the way down from the North Pole. We have children here. And Santa, do you want to ask me what I want for Christmas?
I do.
What would you like for Christmas in your stocking?
Well, it wouldn't fit in my stocking, but I would have to put my stockings on to go on.
Those TMI, really like nice TMI. Shoes.
Uh-oh. No, actually, I was at my mother-in-law's yesterday, and she had a massage chair.
She did.
Oh, that, yes, those and, ones that do the
With the foot that kind of squeeze your legs in, and I actually after the turkey, maybe it was because of the dishes. You know, everybody has to do dishes, and I fell asleep in the chair after the third massage. So I fell in love with that massage chair.
Santa, like, I'll go in halvesies with her as long as I can have a key to get in the house and use it when you're not there. I'll definitely do that.
Does Santa get a turn in a chair?
Santa gets the first turn, right? Because he's going to be bringing it for Christmas.
Oh, that's right.
Well, no, I usually let the boys and girls, even the ones that are this size, test them out first. Because they're new. And I wouldn't want to spoil their fun by Santa playing with the toy first.
Right.
Right. So guess what? We're going to come back in a second. We're going to play. I want to see if you know this song. There's a reason I'm going to play this song. It's an older song. And Lisa, don't say what it is. And we'll be right back. See if you know what this song is, because we have a horse here. We'll call Elliot in just a minute.
Grandma
I'll be right back.
Got ran over by reindeer.
Hello.
Coming from.
I'm Mr. Red. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed.
Who's the first? Of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. This is hilarious.
Of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed.
Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse.
He's always on the steady course.
Talk to Mr. Ed.
So guess what? Since Mr. Ed isn't here anymore, we have something super cool, and we are actually going to talk about it. And we have a horse named Elliot, and Elliot has seven brothers and sisters. And let's bring on Sue. And Sue, tell us what's happening with Elliot.
Hello,
live from
Elliot's,
the stables.
Elliot's doing good. He's sleeping right now. He's have a bunch of his little friends over here. One is Wyatt. Wyatt went to see him the other day, and he had a great time. And now, hopefully, Santa Claus is going to come see him, too. He's waiting for Santa Claus with all his little presents.
Boy, I'd love to do that. I'd come see Elliot.
Elliot would love it.
I don't know. I weigh a whole lot. I think I'd just give him a big hug and a carrot. And, you know, Santa gets on top of him, and woo!
He gives kisses, lots of kisses.
Oh, I love kisses.
So we're going to do a little story time. Madeline, you read a little bit as well. And we're going to read live on the air. Madeline's going to tell us about Elliot, and then Wyatt's going to take over, and Santa's going to kind of finish. So we're live on 106.1 FM. This is the Children's Hour with Lisa V and myself. Lisa?
Hi, Lisa V. Children's Hour. We're having a blast here with Santa.
And she's wearing the Santa magical coat. All right, so Madeline, this is Elliot's tale. And tell us a little bit about Elliot in the book that you're about to read on the air.
So he's a little horse. He's 2 years old. Is he a riding horse?
We started riding him now.
Yes, he's a riding horse. You can ride him. And where does he live?
He lives in the Largo area.
He lives in the Largo area.
Seven brothers and sisters.
He has seven brothers and sisters, and the book is about...
It's all about him growing up.
It's just about him growing up, and his. It looks like he has a birthday hat on in the beginning photo.
Celebrate his birthday.
So should I just start reading?
Yes. Everybody's listening. They're driving. They're like, I want to hear Madeline read, and then Wyatt's going to read, and Santa's going to read. All right, take it away.
Hi, my name is Elliot. I'm as cute as can be.
We're all reading books here. Live on the air.
I'm a perfect fit beneath my mom. She's super mom to me. She tickles my back and tickles my nose. And sometimes she tries to tickle my toes.
727.
And keep going.
Yes.
My mommy's name is Ellie. She has a long black mane, and when you look at her, you'll see we look the same. She watches where I go and follows me around. She's the world's best mom and deserves a royal crown. Eating grass and hay is something that we share. Elliot and Ellie, what a perfect pair.
And also, then we're going to go on to read with Wyatt. You're going to read the second part, okay? And so, Wyatt, take it away. Here's the microphone. You're good. And so this is a little bit about Elliot's tale. She's got two books. She's got this Elliot horse here that's for sale as well. It goes with the books and children's. Great for stocking stuffers, right, Santa?
Absolutely. And children love to read. And the title of the book is Elliot's Tales, The Adventures of a Baby Horse.
All right, Wyatt, take it away.
Run, run, run. I'm pracing on my toes. I'm quick little Elliot, as everyone knows. Skateboard with me, I'll show you how it's done. It takes a lot of practice, but it's always so fun. Look at my new teeth. I only have a few. I really, really need them because I love to chew. All around the barn are healthy fruits to eat. Apples, 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 my favorite treat. 1 o'clock is nap time. I lay my head right down. I gently close my eyes and never make a sound. Take me to the beach where I love to play. And when it's time to leave, I always want to stay.
And we're going to have Santa finish the rest. And I know that Dean is going to be on in a second. Dean is calling all the way from Lakeland. He's my other grandchild, and he wants to say something to Santa in a minute.
Okay.
But let's finish the story, Santa.
Okay. I'm a little bronco. I love to kick up high. And when you try to ride me, I'll buck you to the sky. My trampoline is bouncy. I bounce up high and low. Exercise is fun, and it helps my body grow. Bubbles, 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 my ducky's in my bath. When I'm clean and happy, it makes my mama laugh. Santa's going to turn the page. Look at my pajamas. I'm wrapped in blue and green. I'll wash my face and brush my teeth until I'm really clean. It's time to say goodnight to all my brand new friends. Remember me, I'm Elliot. My story, it never ends. And that is the end of the story for now. And again, the title of the book is Elliot's Tales, The Adventures of a Baby Horse by Sue Greenberg. Please look up this book. It's wonderful that you read to the children and bring them a little bit of story magic.
That's right, and you can go to Elliot, ELLIOTTS, horse, HORSE, tail, TAILS.com, and you can order for your children for the holidays, and also maybe Santa will put them in the stockings. All right, so I know we have a caller, and who's on the air?
Eric is on the line.
Eric.
Good evening, Eric. Dean is my six-year-old son, and he has some questions for Santa.
Oh, all right. Hi, Dean. Welcome to the show. Santa's right here.
Good evening, Dean. How are you doing today?
Good.
You're good. Oh, Santa knows you're good. You're on the nice list. Did you know that?
What? He's laughing.
Do you know how many more days it is until Christmas?
25.
Bingo. Some people say it's 26 because today is what? The 29th. But people forget, Santa has to load the sleigh, so therefore, 26 now becomes 25. Did you have a question for me? Of one I may answer?
Yeah.
Okay, Santa's listening.
I want...
Oh, you want to tell me your wish list?
AirPods for Christmas.
Okay.
And...
And?
A hoverboard.
A hoverboard? Mrs. Claus won't let me get on hoverboard. She says it's too dangerous for Santa.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Hot Wheels?
Hot Wheels. Hot Wheels have been my favorite for years and years and years because they just keep going and going and going.
My brother flipped his AirPods iPhone 7 Plus.
Ooh, we got to talk about that now.
Skateboards?
We could...
A cool skateboard.
Okay. Oh, he has a lesson.
You don't want a big one, do you?
And a mountain bike.
So you have mountains that you're going to bike up?
My brother does.
Oh, there are big mountains around?
Big hills.
Okay.
Do you have a question for Santa? Any question that you want to know, Dean?
There you have it.
How do you get to houses in one night?
Well, it's all deals with the time-speed continuum. The faster Santa goes, the slower time runs. And a lot of that has to do with a little bit of Christmas magic. It has to do with the North Star, because it's always up there right where Santa can see it. That helps guide Santa all the time. Unless I have bad weather, then, you know, I got to have Rudolph to help.
And his red nose, right, Santa?
His bright red nose.
Exactly.
What if we don't have a chimney?
Well, if I don't have a chimney, I have my magic key that I can get into any door all over the world.
Santa.
Yeah. Hey, what?
Last time we put a GoPro to see you.
I did who?
A GoPro.
Oh.
A camera.
Ooh, well, you know, sometimes Santa's magic kind of turns those off when I come down the chimney or sneak through the door.
Right. They have a special off Santa switch.
That's that special magic Santa.
Exactly.
Wow. So, Dean, is your daddy there?
Yes, I'm here.
So, Eric, what would you like to ask Santa? This is my son.
do you still like chocolate chip cookies and milk, or do you prefer something else?
Maybe gluten-free. I don't know. Just kidding.
Gluten-free is okay, but nothing compares to a great big chocolate chip cookie and a tall glass of cold milk, unless, again, it's hot cocoa.
Ah.
Do you like ice with your milk?
Ooh. Oh. I do, but I'm not Santa. Go ahead, Santa.
That makes it a little frosty, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, frosty's good, though.
That works, too.
Frosty the snowman.
Yeah, he's laughing.
So we want to thank you for calling in,
yes.
Eric and Dean. They were asking some questions. Anybody has a question for Santa? We still have about 25 minutes. We have more children here that are asking, so we're going to be back. Merry Christmas, Eric and Dean. I'll see you soon.
You all be good.
Yes.
Santa will be there very shortly.
Hi, Santa.
Yes.
Okay. Have some turkey for me.
Bye.
And anybody want to call in? It's 727-441-3000 to ask Santa anything you want. And we have a caller.
Elf Joey on the line.
Yes.
All right.
Who's on?
Elf Joey.
Elf Joey.
Okay.
Elf Joey is on the phone.
Hi. Welcome to Santa's Hour with Hollywood Connections.
Might be a little shy.
Hi.
Ah.
Hello.
This is Elf Joey. Santa probably knows me.
Hi, Elf Joey. How are you doing?
Good. I had a question for Santa.
Okay.
How can you tell the good elf from the bad elf?
Oh, because the good elf is smiling and the sneaky, mischievous elf is kind of giggling. And they always get caught. You look at them in the eye and they can't look Santa directly in the eye when they're up to mischievousness stuff. So, Elf Chili, did you check on Mrs. Claus in her cooking tonight? Because, you know.
I did. She wanted to take the reindeers out.
She did.
And she looked outside and there was no reindeers. And then she was confused.
What did you do with the reindeers, Elf Jilly?
I took two of them out to eat.
Okay. And exercise them a little bit?
Kinda.
Okay. No problem. Well, tell Mrs. Claus that I still need dinner when I get home. I'll be jetting off in my sleigh, and I'll be there in about 4 winks and maybe a glass of milk. Okay?
Okay, we'll do.
You be good. I'll be watching.
You too, Santa.
And you take care of them other elves and work on the list, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, again, 727. All our Facebook watchers, 727-441-3000. I'll put that up there,
yes.
Which is so cool. So any other questions? I know Wyatt has some more questions for Santa.
Yes, he does.
He's ready to go. Come over here, Wyatt,
yep.
And right next to Santa. So let me ask you, you can wear the headsets because you're live on 106.1 FM and 5 other
the
stations.
Heat.
Yes, and what is your question to Santa?
Well,
you have another one. We're live on the air. People are driving.
Here we go.
Yes. Come on over, Wyatt. It's because the studio, it's cramped, and we got a bunch of people.
Go.
So there we are. Go ahead, Wyatt. 106.1.
What if someone gives carrots to the reindeer, and there's not enough carrots for every reindeer?
Aren't really worried about not enough because I go to so many houses. So they're into sharing. And if one gets carrots, the next time when they go to the house, we'll go off to Dasher or Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. You know, it depends on which one gets hungrier. You know, we have to keep them fed because that's part of the fuel that keeps them going so well.
Wow. So we have about 15 minutes left.
15.
And I know Madeline wants to ask some more questions or interview Santa live on the air. This is Santa's hour. This is so adorable. Hey, this is the only time you're going to get to talk to Santa because he's going to be traveling back to the North Pole tonight. So take it away, Madeline. She is live. And then we have little Emmett coming in the door. We know where the restroom is because we have children here.
I'm going to take a break and handle the children. That's what the International 2020 Report and the Santa's jacket
does. Okay, we're coming back. So in the meantime, what's your question, Madeline?
Okay, of course you love Christmas the most. That's your favorite season, right?
Yes.
What would your second favorite season be?
My second favorite. Boy, my whiskers are getting all in a tinsel here. Hold on a second. Let me get this tongue untied just for a second. My second favorite season, of course, has to be Easter. Okay?
Why is that?
Because Christmas is about what? The birth of Christ.
Yes.
Right? And Easter is about the resurrection of Christ. So this is all part of what Santa loves about Christmas. And it's about, the biggest thing about Christmas is, it's about giving. Giving of oneself, of being kind, gentle, courteous, and loving to everyone you meet. Not just your mom and your dad and your kids at school. Everyone deserves the same respect and courtesy that you would give anybody. So being kind and courteous and loving, that's the best gift of anything for Christmas.
That's beautiful
or
question.
Easter.
Great answer. Wow. Very cool.
I have one more question.
I'll bet you have more than one.
This might sound a little weird, but are you an alien? Because you live forever, right?
Oh.
Wait a minute. Say that again. I didn't quite hear that.
Then think that you might be an alien because you're hundreds and hundreds of years old.
Well, you know, the birth certificate does say 270 A.D., you know, but that's part of the Christmas magic.
How do you live so long?
Santa doesn't ask that question. I live because people believe, number one. They need to have that magic in their lives and in their families. And as long as they believe in magic and Christmas, Santa will be around forever.
So what does Mrs. Claus get for Christmas? That's my question. And what does Mrs. Claus give Santa for Christmas?
Well, Mrs. Claus will no longer give me any more cookies. I don't get any cookies from Mrs. Claus at all. Mrs. Claus
She gives everything to the elves. And I give my love to Mrs. Claus. And that's all we need, because it's about giving. And giving is part of what you receive.
Ah.
Amen.
That's true. And what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Miracle on 34th Street, of course.
Oh, yes. Maybe we could pull that up for a minute and play that for Santa. That's his favorite movie. I love that movie, too. What's the best part of that movie?
The best part of that movie is when they go to the house and they're driving in the taxi and the little girl goes, stop right here. And she gets out of the car and she runs up to this house and Mom is going, looking at her like, we don't live here. Who was this house belong to? And they go inside and by the chimney, there sits Santa's cane. And they realize that they're now a family of which they're going to share many, many more Christmases together as a family with love and kindness.
Well, we also, I know there's some Christmas parades coming up. We're going to be in the Largo Christmas Parade next week. Largo, and then we have Dunedin. We have Indian Rocks Beach coming up, which is all amazing. And then real quick, we have to go to a commercial break because Lisa has something really cool that's happening at Beaming Hope Church.
Yes, I do. They are giving away December 13th at 7 o'clock. Registration is 6:30 p.m. Don't be late. A 1,000 toy giveaway. Free toys, free concert, free gift cards. Just come on down. The address is 11,110th Avenue North, Largo, Florida, and let them know that Dawn and Lisa sent you. There's a 1,000 toy giveaway. Come on down and get some toys.
Wow. Super cool. That's amazing. And they do give back Beaming Hope Church, so that's super fun. So in the meantime, do we have a clip from Miracle?
You want to play the trailer?
Yeah,
sure.
Let's do it. We'll
let's
be right
do
back.
That.
Santa's favorite movie. Yes. Did you all know that?
Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes.
He's gone.
He thinks you're Santa Claus. I am.
You know what? I know.
You know what?
The secret.
What secret?
Santa Claus. I've known for a long time. He's not real.
Says who?
My mom.
I am the parent. You are the friendly guy down the hall.
They say that seeing is believing. But the truth is, the world is held together by things you can't see.
There really has to be something you want for Christmas.
A house, a brother, and a dad. That's all I ever want. He loves you and he wants to kiss you. And he thinks he's the most beautiful woman in the whole world. If you're really Santa Claus, you can get it for me.
Right.
It's an engagement ring.
If you can't accept anything, faith, then you're doomed for a life dominated by doubt.
She's deaf. You don't have to talk to her. She just wanted to see you.
You are a very beautiful young lady. If I could make you believe, then there'd be some hope for me. If I can't, well, I'm finished.
I want this man declared insane.
This is about a man who has had something very wrong done to him. I want you to help him.
Together, we're going to prove that there is a Santa Claus and that you're him.
I'm ready, girls.
Do you believe that you are Santa Claus?
Yes, of course.
I'd like the court to see Mr. Kringle make the reindeer fly.
He only flies on Christmas Eve.
Coles believes in Santa Claus.
Do you believe in Santa Claus?
If this court finds that Mr. Kringle is not who he says he is, then I would ask the court to judge which is worse, a lie that draws a smile?
I knew it.
Or a truth that draws a tear.
20th Century Fox.
Richard Attenborough, Elizabeth Perkins, Dylan McDermott, and Mrs. Doubtfire's Mara Wilson present you with the most precious gift of all. Something to believe in. Miracle on 34th Street. Directed by Les Mayfield.
And we're back. So how does that feel when you get to hear your favorite movie?
I get choked up a little bit because, you know, again, it's about what children want.
Right.
It's about the littlest request that sometimes turn out to be the biggest things in life.
That's true. I know, it's 8:52, and Santa, it's been so much fun, and if there's any other call-ins, you have like a 2 minutes to call in, 727-441-3000, and you had a question to ask Madeline and I with our titles.
Well, you know, you guys got sashes.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't have a sash.
Uh-oh.
So...
You should have one with Mr. Claus.
So...
Are you a queen?
Tell me about why... What makes this sash so special that you all have them and Santa doesn't?
It shows your title.
You have a title? Well, I have a title. I'm Santa. So what is your title?
I'm Lifetime Star Reporter.
I know you are. So you're letting everybody else know that you're a wonderful reporter,
yes,
right?
Yes, I want everybody to know. That's why the sash is there.
Oh, okay.
I think by looking at you, they can tell you're Santa.
And tell us what happens because you're helping out. What's your platform with your mom?
So it's the Mad Fashion Show.
We offer. Hi, guys. This is Ellen from the Madeline and Mommy Show. And I'm here with Madeline, my boss. And we have the Madeline and Mommy Show. It's on YouTube as well as IMDb. We have our USA Lifetime Star Reporter pageant, and Madeline is our Lifetime Queen. They go out and do interviews, and she got quite a bit of her training here from Hollywood Connections.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Means a lot to me.
Yep. And Madeline's been doing this for a long time. She's 11 now, and she just loves what she does, and she's got other reporters that are out there doing red carpet interviews with her as well. And she's an actress and a spokesmodel. Right? And you can find us at Mad's Fashion Show on Facebook or Madeline and Mommy Show on all platforms. And we are here to support St. Jude's, Healthier Choices for a Hungry Child, and Changing Rooms.
Yay!
And where's your website? Where can they see you on social media and help you?
So you can find us, like I said, straight across the board on all platforms under Madeline and Mommy Show.
On Facebook?
Yeah, just like the song goes, sing it.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Very cute.
I love it. And so Lisa is the Miss Latina reporter, and so she is doing a lot of fun things. And tell what you're doing with your title.
What I'm doing is actually I am for autism. A friend of mine. Well, actually, I have several. Friends of mine that follow me who have ability. I don't call it a disability. I saw that on a shirt.
It's not a disability.
And I'm definitely going to be out there and getting more awareness for that.
I have a small little story for you, that you might want to look into.
Here we go.
That a lot of people don't know about. It's called the Secret Sleigh Project.
Ooh.
Okay.
And the Secret Sleigh Project is for boys and girls that can't go into crowded places or malls. It's very special. It's a special program where Santas that help or that are my helpers.
Right, the other Santas.
That will come to their house and visit on a one-on-one. They all are professionally trained by Santa.
By you.
They all have special training for gifted children.
Wonderful.
And they will spend a little time with them. So they need to check out the Secret Sleigh. Go on Google and type in Secret Sleigh Project and look them up. They're from Colorado. And I make many visits in the Tampa Bay area for the Secret Sleigh Project.
That's beautiful.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, there we go. Everybody listening right there, let's please look that up and get involved. And I know that Sue here has many, many horses, and I know that she would love to do something and help children that, you know, have special special situations to where they can't be at a regular, say, horse farm because of certain things and stuff like that. So, yeah, she would definitely get involved. So we're going to do that, too, with kids here. So
right. And next week we're going to be crowning our new title holder.
Yay, Taria Rose.
Hey, that's right. Taria. Live on the air. She'll be actually out and about doing interviews as well. If you'd like to be part of Hollywood Connections, please get in touch with me, 727-871-7788. I have a new digital business card. I'll send you everything. Let's go to the caller.
I believe we have Maya on the line.
Hi, Maya. You're calling to talk to Santa?
Yes. Hi. How are you guys doing? I want to say hi to everybody in your studio, and I really have a question for Santa.
Oh, Maya. I was wondering when you were going to call.
You know, I was calling from Fort Lauderdale, from Lighthouse Atelier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful. I know you know everything.
Oh, I don't know everything. I know a lot about a lot. And about most things, but sometimes I get surprised.
Very nice.
Well, we only have 2 minutes left, so what was your question to Santa?
What will Santa give me for Christmas this year?
Ho, ho, ho! That's a surprise. You're going to have to wait until you peek in that stocking come Christmas morn, because Santa doesn't tell. It's going to be a big surprise, though. Take a peek all the way down the bottom toe.
So, Maya, we want to thank you, and thank you for calling. And we've got to go, but because we only have a minute. But, Santa, give your website where people can reach you if you want to come and speak to them on your days off.
My website is TampaBaySantaClaus.com.
That's right. And I saw your sleigh truck out there. It's amazing. Yes. It lights up when your car drives up.
It certainly does. The nice thing about my sleigh, it doesn't say, it says where you can give you a little bit of magic because it's a sleigh and it's a little surprise instead of driving down the road looking at your cell phone. Slow down, people. Enjoy. Think of the magic because I'll be passing you by.
Yes.
Wow. Madeline, what would you like to say to Santa and ending close of the show?
I can't help but see you have a beard. Can Dawn do the tug test?
Ooh.
Of course she can do the tug test.
Oh, my.
Oh,
it's real.
Oh, she pulled, real. She pulled real. My beard.
Oh. Well, we want to thank you, and Merry Christmas to you, Bobby. And what's your question to
Same
Santa?
Same to you all.
You have a question?
Oh, well, can you come to Orlando? I'm at UCF. It's a long ways away, but
here
you know.
I come.
All right.
That's what I got to slay for.
All right.
Just put your stocking out there, right?
Will do. Will do. Absolutely. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
no
everybody.
Call for you.
Well, we'll see you in the Christmas parades coming up. Wave to us. Thank you for tuning in to Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk Radio.
You all be good.
Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen and pray for your family members that need it. I am Dawn Reeson.
I am Lisa V.
And we'll be back next week with a new crowning of a new Hollywood reporter. And Santa, thank you for coming here.
This is Santa, and I will be seeing everybody 25 days. But you'll all be asleep.
Oh, wait. Say something to Lola, the station owner. We have 15 seconds.
Yes. Oh, Lola.
She wants shoes.
Yes.
What?
Our station owner, Lola.
Lola.
Say hi to Lola.
Hi, Lola.
Good evening, Lola. I miss you. You should be here so I could give you a big Santa hug.
Aww. We know you have got to deliver all those toys.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.